Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy. There they are, the W, the T, and the C from your co-hosts, or we're also aka What the Conspiracy, but we're WT Conspiracy. It's fine, we're fine with it, whatever. Once we become rich and powerful, we will take over the other one, and then we can just officially be What the Conspiracy, you know. Yeah. But we'll also still be known as WT Conspiracy. But we are your co-host. I am Peaswad, here with my homie
Sleepy Weasel. Zero
Sleepy
eight.
Space. Sleepy Space Weasel. Space,
no, it's all zero. It's all together. It's all together, no spaces.
So if you're
if
trying
you
get, to
if
add
you want to find
us,
me on Xbox, you gotta put it all in together.
If you're trying to add us on Xbox, I am Peaswad and he is Sleepy Weasel 08 because he graduated in 2008.
No. not quite. It's the year I made the account, and so I've had it for, you know, 14 years.
Dang, that's
no name changes, nothing. So just
same.
Sleepy Weasel 08 for the last 14 years.
All around the world, it's the same song. Mm-hmm. So we want to say welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. We will say also sorry for not recording here for a couple of weeks. Almost
busy. It's
almost
been
a full month.
It's been a while. Yep. It's been a little while.
Yep. Yeah. But we'll get into why we haven't been recording here in just a minute. Let me do a little of the housekeeping real quick. Welcome to WT Conspiracy, where we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I read that out of order. I don't know why. Our email address is WTConspiracy@gmail.com, where we have yet to get an email from anybody other than...
What the heck?
Like Instagram or something like that. You know what? I don't have it pulled up. Let me click this button right here, which will pull it up, and I will verify.
Am I the number one contributor of emails sent to that account since I send you my audio to put stuff together?
We did accidentally. No. The not our like business one. Not ours. Like the other one. We're not going to tell you guys the other one because we don't want
feedback that we.
Yeah, that I mean, we don't get.
Well, I mean, sometimes no news is good news. You know, you got sometimes.
We do have an email though. I don't know if I told you this, from your middle child, where I was approved because I didn't realize in order to view the slideshow that she made about that she sent to you and your wife.
Oh, to get out of school. Yeah, you had to have permission on that Google Doc or something, right?
Yeah, you had to get permission. So, thank you to your middle child. Thank you for that.
Okay. Very good. Very
so
good.
She I'll pass was it our along. First. First email, so thank you. Our videos are on YouTube as well. We are on Linktree, where you can find all of our information. It's https://linktr.ee/WTConspiracy. Super weird, but that's how the thing is. Words.
Hey, we'll take what we can get. That's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Country shout out. We did have a new country show up on our list. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Nice.
I hope I'm saying that correctly. Herzegovina. And then also, we want to give a big shout out to the City of Unknown. We love it when you...
The City of Unknown.
The City of Unknown has made it on the list again. So
oh, my goodness. That's my
so
favorite.
Exciting.
It's like my favorite city. The City of the Unknown.
It's like where The Undertaker comes from, like parts unknown or whatever, you know, like in wrestling. Like it's mm-hmm. it's unknown. Oh, it's so mysterious. So thank you to the mysterious person from the City of Unknown. Our catch-up is going to be ridiculous. So
yeah, it's been – we got a lot to go through. A lot happened from the last time we recorded.
So many things. We signed a multimillion-dollar deal because our podcast is phenomenal. We then – disconnected with that because they breached contract. So here we are, just regular dudes again.
Yeah,
we were millionaires for about 15 minutes, but it's cool, man. Money's overrated anyways.
Yeah.
But other than that, what have we done? What have you done? What have I done?
Well, we had Sleepy Palooza. That happened.
Woo!
So while we were doing that, the plan was to record some episodes, like an episode while you were down here, but that didn't work out. We kind of ended up just playing video games like 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And just eating food awesome. And drinking beer and just hanging out. And it was a good time. So we didn't record, you know, partially because of that. And then, you know.
No regrets. No regrets.
Then you went back and I think you said your wife went out of town for work or something.
Yep. Yep. And I got back on Saturday and she had to leave Monday morning to go to Washington, D.C. for a whole week. So it was like me and the kids by myself, you know.
Yeah. And then after that, I think I was allergy season came in. So I felt really bad for a week. And then
you were sick for part of the week. And then my wife was having a bad time at work. So I was trying to just be a good husband and be there for her, you know. Yeah, so it's so like. We're busy at work, and it's like...
Yeah, a lot of little life things have been going on that have just kind of gotten in the way of us hopping back on here. So
yeah, you could say it's being an adult, you know? Like, it's part of life, man. You're going to be busy sometimes, and sometimes you got a little time where you can record, and there's where we're at.
Something new that happened that we talk about.
Yes.
I switched from, because we've talked about it, and you've seen me, I play video games standing up.
It's so crazy.
I used to play video games standing up, but... I got a monitor, and I tried to use it, and my eyes, because my eyes are bad, I couldn't see the dang thing. So I was like, I'm going to get glasses. So I went and got glasses, and we're just going to go ahead and put them on. Hold on a second. We're going to just take these off.
Here we go. Here we go. He's putting them glasses on. If you haven't watched it, we're on YouTube. You need to go to YouTube to check it out, because he's wearing the glasses right now.
And now we can see. Isn't this amazing? I did not realize how bad my eyesight actually was until I went and got glasses. Like, it's so different. Even looking at stuff close like this on the computer and, like, the everything, it's just...
Life-changing.
It's wildly different. So,
it's weird. It's like, he probably hasn't seen me, my face, like he sees it now, and it's like, oh, God, I didn't realize it was that bad, you know? Like...
Well, I got him, then on top of that, too... Like, now just my kids are just, like, full-on just making fun of me just constantly. You know what I mean? They're like, you're such a dad now. It's just like, I was a dad before.
I know, right? I've been dad for years, kid.
Except for now I can see. You know, that's the only difference is I can see the dumb stuff you guys are doing.
That's good. Yeah, well, I went down to the state of Georgia to visit Sleepy and his family, and they were very gracious and opening, and I had a great time. We ate a lot of great food, like you said. We also were going to go see the Georgia Guidestones, and then we didn't happen. We also said we needed to take a picture together.
Could you imagine? You were down here for a week and we didn't take one picture. I thought about that after I dropped off at the airport. I was like, we didn't take one picture the entire time, not one video.
Yeah.
There's no actual proof that this happened. Like, we could just be making the whole thing up and you folks wouldn't even know because.
Ah, suckers.
You know. But what's funny though is a week, not even a week after you left, I got to meet someone else from the 13th. Gentleman Jack was actually in the surrounding area for something. And I got to go have lunch with him, which was cool. So I got to meet
that's awesome.
Two video game, you know, friends that I met playing. Two friends I met playing video games in person, which was pretty neat. So that doesn't happen very often, I don't think. At least not for me. It's the first time I've ever done it.
And you need to give a shout out. You need to give a shout out to Rio, because I played on the monitor that he plays on now, and Rio was the one that was like, "Get this monitor."
Yeah,
and
Rio,
it is really good.
It's a really definitely works for me. You know, it's definitely, I can definitely tell a difference. Put it that way. I can definitely tell a difference.
So catch up. That's what we did. That's where we've been. That's why we haven't put up any episodes recently. Mm-hmm. Now just regular catch up. Video games, TV. What have you been doing?
Just playing Battlefield. I've been crazy busy at work like always, which hopefully... Mm-hmm. That doesn't show any signs of slowing down, which is a good problem to have. You know, if you'd rather be busy than things not be going well. And as far as TV
then becoming jobless, you know, like, ugh.
Have I watched any TV shows? I can't say that I've really watched any TV.
Oh my god!
Since last time, unless you count South Park and The Office reruns, that's really I did watch some movie on Hulu called The Dead Don't Die. It had like Bill Murray in it and Adam Driver. And it had a bunch of other people in it too. I was actually really surprised the amount of people it had in it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that great. I mean, it's okay. You know what I mean? They were just, you know, it was just very just like plugged right along. I'm driving. Yeah. Like they find this dead person and Bill Murray, they're both police officers, and they're like, what do you think this is? And Adam Driver's character went, I think it's zombies. It's the undead. And they just ran. They're like, okay. Oh, and they just, you know, just went with that. And that's how it started. It's just like, okay. Just,
oh, wow.
That's the zombies, first suggestion, yep, on what you think happened to this person. And we're just going to roll with
God.
It.
My God. That's crazy.
First hunch. And you got it right.
It's probably zombies. You know what? Yeah. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. What about you? I know you watch more shows and stuff like that. I know, yeah, you've been playing a lot of Battlefield. I think same as me.
I have. I haven't been playing anything other than Battlefield. And big news on that for me. On stream, I hit 1 million heal points.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. So I am 100% in the top 20. It varies every day, which is so weird to say, because some people fall off and some people jump back on the list. I don't understand how that works, but so I'm top 20 in heals in Battlefield 5. And then ever since I've changed over to playing on, when I went down to Sleepypalooza, I've changed over from playing on my TV to playing on a monitor, which is literally right over here that I'm using. My KD has gone up 0.04, and after 1,300 hours, you know, that's kind of good, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And that's within 30 days. So, I mean, KD's going up. My score per minute's going up. I got a new controller, too. It's got two little buttons on the backside that you can push, and I set it up to where it's a heal button, so I don't have to like move my other fingers around. I can literally just sit here and shoot, and then just hit the buttons on the backside. Now it's really good.
One of them, you should really put one of them as your slide. Seriously.
Oh, you think so?
Because it depends on how much you slide. I slide everywhere, so not having to take your thumbs off and hit that B button is a game changer completely. Not having to do that.
Yeah, so. That makes sense. And then. I've been playing Gems of War again. I played it on my Switch before. Shout out to Mindful Pig. He's my Gems of War guy. I've been playing it on my Switch before, but now my kid pretty much took my Switch over and I never get to use it, so I started it on my phone. Mm-hmm. Having a great time. So, I mean, whatever with that. TV shows.
Sweet.
I am completely caught up to Attack on Titan. They are in their very last season right now, and new episodes keep coming out every Monday-ish. So... watching that, and then the shows, of course I'm watching YouTube, which I'm going back and watching some old like Nexpo. It's like so good, like creepy stuff, you know, like weird stories from the internet and I don't know, stuff like that. But
spooky,
there's a couple of those I watch, and I love you putting on a YouTube of some sort like this. And then this. So
if TV shows, if you're just gonna sit around and watch a YouTube, why would you not watch Peaswad and Sleepy if you're just gonna be putting on YouTubes?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
if you're going to be listening to the YouTubes,
Does
that how the kids say it? The YouTubes.
I think so. Yeah, we are also sounds double right. The age of an 18-year-old. So I mean, we have no idea what kids are saying now. But that's fine.
I think the YouTubes are still pretty popular.
Yeah, I love the YouTubes. Yeah, you know, once you get into YouTubes, you're going straight to Instagram. I'm just saying.
Instagrams.
Yep. The Instagrams. In the TV show that I've been watching the most though. Is Mr. Robot. I said that last time, but there are 4 seasons, and I am in episode 8 out of 13 in the 4th season. So it's literally like I'm coming down to the end, and stuff is getting crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Great show. Mr. Robot, I love it. But that's about it for me.
Yeah, my kids are getting ready. Same with yours, I'm sure. They only have about a month left of school. About a month and a half, and then we'll be... they'll be running around the neighborhood for summer, which is good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that. Yeah. Yeah, yours already had spring break, whereas mine is next week. My kids is next week.
Yep, they just got done with it. And my middle daughter went to the beach for a week with her best friend's family. They went down there. And then we didn't really – we went up to, like, the zoo and the aquarium. We did a few other things around here with, like, my youngest daughter. But we went up to the Chattanooga Zoo last week, and my daughter was super disappointed they didn't have any sloths. My youngest really likes sloths for some reason. She has a ton of sloth stuff. So we left there. She's pretty disappointed. But there was a zoo like 45 minutes from here in North Georgia that has, there's a zoo. I didn't, like a small, like, farm, and they have sloths. Like, she literally went up there the next day. My wife took her up there so she could see sloths.
So you, just, you didn't do a very good job, and your wife killed it.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't have to drive all the way to Chattanooga to go, you know. Because I don't want to go to the Atlanta Zoo. I've been there before. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
You know, and plus you got to kind of go downtown.
And it's kind of busy area. Just to even get there, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, your wife's great, man. She's my Wordle homie now. We do, we send each other how we did in Wordle every day.
Yeah.
If you're not doing Wordle, you're not working your brain, or I don't know what the hell. Do something with your life.
I don't do Wordle. So, I don't
not
know.
Not working your brain.
I don't even know what it is. You got to, like, figure out a word. It's kind of like the end of Wheel of Fortune, right? You just got to figure out the word with, like, the letters.
Yes. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And you have six tries, and that's it. We are not sponsored by Wordle. Let me state that now. But
we could be. Yeah, we're open to any and all. You know.
Yep. New York Times, hook us up. Let us know if you want to. Any and all sponsors to include anything.
Well, we got to be a little selective. Not any and all.
So, oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah,
there,
you're right.
Yeah. There is going to be a limit. There is going to be a cutoff, one way or the
other.
You know
what? I say that, and I'm completely serious when I say I would actually never want to sponsor something unless I myself would be like, you know what? That's actually cool. I could use that. Like if Budweiser was like, hey, do you want us to sponsor you? I would be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Budweiser, we love you, Budweiser.
Casey's and
Budweiser. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Casey's General Store.
We got yelled at on Instagram by Casey's General Store about that. So
Casey's General Store.
They commented General Store in quotations. That's how. So
sorry Casey's General Store. We still love guys. You. So you are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. So
today is going to be you want to tell them what we're doing?
Yeah, we've only done one of these, but we're going to go through all 50 states, look up kind of the more popular urban legends in each 50 state. We only got through five the first time, which was a drastic. I thought we'd do a lot more per episode, to be honest. I didn't think it was going to take that long.
Three episodes, maybe four. Oh God.
Yeah, so we're probably going to do four to five each one, it seems, just because we talk a lot and we break off so much. So that's what we're going to do today. Peaswad's got his fancy weapon, not weapon wheel, state wheel.
That's what you're used to. That's what you're used to being.
Got the state wheel, so he's going to spin it. And I did do a lot of research on all of these, like a lot of them. And then I believe when we were cleaning out this guest room for whatever reason, all my notes are gone that I did, so... I'm just gonna have to Google it as we go, and
he's pulling a Peaswad.
Yeah, you give us a state. I'll Google it real quick, and then I'm just gonna click on the first thing. Hopefully, Business Insider. Fingers crossed.
We're still using our good friend businessinsider.com/urban-legends-of-2018. You know, like that's the one we're
for everything. So hopefully, that's what I land on.
So that's good.
So spin it up and let's see what we got.
Would you like to go first? Would you like me to go first?
As far as what?
Like take spinning the first state. Just like talking about it, like the initial.
It doesn't matter.
All right, I'll go first. Spin it. New York.
Oh God, please be the one.
If you don't watch me on twitch.tv/Peaswad, then you're missing out. Because that spin that I do right there is normally done with weapons for Battlefield. And that's why we need to kind of blow through this a little faster, because I'm unable to use it while we still have the states on there. So let's see. I need to go and find New York and delete it from the list. New York. Dunzo like a Lunzo. Okay, so New York.
Okay, got it. So I'm looking here. Which one do you go? Oh my God, there's www.insider.com. That could be Business Insider.
We got to go Business Insider, man. That's the one started with. So New York's top urban legend, I should say, is Cropsey.
Cropsey?
According to Business Insider, the story of Cropsey has many iterations. But it generally tells the story of a man who stocked a sleepaway camp slash mental institution slash children's hospital. That's like a very busy place. Like, Jesus. Hey, sleepaway camp. Like,
wait, a lot of tenants. A lot of tenants there.
Sleepaway camp is like a Boy Scout camp, right? Like,
yeah, I think it's just a camp stay the night at. Like, you just go somewhere else.
These aren't happening at the same time. Like, the sleepaway camp is in the backyard, while the mental institution is on the right.
Hanging out on the porch.
Children's hospital's on the left, but don't you guys congregate together, you know?
No, no. Like, very specific, like, different activity times, I would imagine.
So, Cropsey had a hook for a hand and killed children who were wandering alone at night. Ooh. So, wait, why are children wandering alone at night?
What? Because, man, it's sleepaway camp. No one's watching.
You know what? I say that, and this is also, parents now are helicopter parents for the most part. You know, they, like, have an idea where their kids are and what they're doing and who they're doing it with. Whereas, you know, back when we were kids, we were running amok in the streets. Like, I know I was for the first quarter of my life.
Yeah, I mean, I would just get kicked out. Like, I remember my mom would literally lock the screen door and be like, you guys aren't coming back inside till lunch. Go find something to do.
Yep. And I'd be gone. Go burn off some energy.
And I'd be gone for hours at a time.
Yeah.
Being like 6, 7, 8 years old, and nobody was looking for me. It's just, you know, just, hey, go be unsupervised wherever you want to be in for like 4 hours.
And just come home when the streetlights come on.
Hope nobody steals you. Come back for lunch.
Every single person who went to camp in New York State has heard about Cropsey. Is that Business Insider? Come on. Every single person who went to camp in New York State has heard about Cropsey. Every single person? That seems a little presumptuous.
Every person, Business Insider? Come on. I don't believe you.
We still love you, Business Insider, but every person? Things took a more sinister turn when a documentary... What the hell is that word? Posited? P-O-S-I-T-E-D. Posited?
I think this is another case of them not doing great proofreading at Business Insider. Is that supposed to say positive?
I don't know. When a documentary posited that Cropsey was actually real, a convicted child kidnapper named Andre Rand. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the Cropsey thing on Netflix.
We hear that parents used to use Cropsey to frighten their children into being good and staying near home. After all, Cropsey could be anywhere, waiting to strike. I'm going to start using that on my youngest kid. Like, yeah, Cropsey's going to get you. And I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to give her any context. I'm going to make her Google it herself.
I'm going to make you go camp in New York. Yeah. Oh, my God. Cropsey, one of Cropsey's famous haunts is a derelicted building and blah, 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 where it's scary. So, yeah, apparently it's supposedly real, according to this Netflix thing, and his name was Andre Rand. Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. Do you believe that Cropsey is a real thing?
I don't know. Like, let me look up this thing right here. He's got a real name. I'll give him that. He's got a real name, and it says he was a janitor, so he had a real name and a job. Let me see if I can Google a social security number here real quick.
And if you've got a – why would you need a social security number?
Just
because then you know he's real.
Don't tell anybody. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm doing something.
He's doing some web sleuthing over here. I think it's already solved. I think you're okay not to do it.
Oh, it's already solved?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They know his name. Now they get the, I'm going to get this guy.
Why is he named Cropsey? Do you see why that? Why is he named Cropsey?
I don't know. That's a great question. Yeah, like.
Oh, let me look right here.
Andre Rand. How do you get Cropsey out of Andre Rand?
Hold on. He had to have done something to be named Cropsey.
Because he had a hook for a hand. That still doesn't tell why his name was Cropsey. You know, like.
No, it doesn't.
It'd be like if dude was, like, catching kids walking by while slaying in the crops or something, you know, like.
So basically.
Comes out of the cornfield.
It was on Staten Island. He was snatching, you know, people, young children, and, I mean, children, young adults were disappearing. Culprit was discovered to be an employee at the Willowbrook State School, an institution for children with developmental disabilities. Andre Rand, a janitor at the school, was homeless and living in a homemade tent on the grounds of the institution. So the janitor there was homeless and living in a tent, like in the woods.
Okay.
Says that they've never found any of the bodies. There was never enough evidence to convict Rand of any of the murders, but he was sentenced for several counts of kidnapping. It says he will not be eligible for parole until 2037, so this has to be real.
Oh, God.
This has to be real. It says he's not eligible for parole.
Oh, God. Okay. So, yeah. Oh.
Is this really
excuse
real?
Excuse me. There it is. I burped. There it is. I burped. Everybody,
about,
thank you. Excuse
it's
me.
It's about time.
I've been waiting for it. So yeah, apparently Cropsey is real, and hide your kids, hide your wife. No, he's available for parole. Available. Like a kid's party. He's available for parole, everybody. 2037. That's scary. That's scary, man.
Well, I think Cropsey is obviously kind of made up, but like at the same time that this thing popped up, I guess based on this guy. You know,
yeah,
I don't.
You know,
I don't just, I'm still not seeing where they're getting the name Cropsey from. Like,
it's the concept of like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, like it's like they took a couple of events that have happened in a local area and then made this big story out of it all. But it's like it's only a couple of events that actually happened. You know, like Andre Rand probably does not have a hook for a hand. If he does, I'm going to poop myself because that's completely like Captain Hook scary.
Well, you ever seen that man? Have you ever seen that movie Hook, by the way, with the Peter Pan movie?
Yeah,
I've seen
I was
that
in that movie
so many times. You were in that movie. Who are you?
Oh, I was Lost Boy number 7. I had the titular line.
Nice.
Man, I'm tired of all these hooks.
Nice. I was not in that movie.
I was
but,
not.
But growing up as a kid, one of my best friends growing up, it was his favorite movie. I've seen that movie a billion times. I hate that movie. Like, I cannot stand that movie.
You know, that's like me. Anytime that my mom was like, hey, you guys need to go clean, she would put on the movie Independence Day. So I watched Independence Day 8 million times, and it reminds me of needing to clean anytime it's on. And I'm just like, ugh, you know, like anytime it's on. So thanks, Mom, for ruining Independence Day. There's tangents. We said we're going to go on tangents, of course.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading back to, I guess, what we were. It says that Andre Rand was involved with Satanism and providing the children to be supposedly sacrificed. They believe that Rand was actually not alone in doing his crimes, that he was passing the children off to his friends who were also homeless to be eventually murdered. He was literally just brought to trial in 2004.
Jeez, that's
he was brought again, I guess, for because they had evidence of another crime that happened 23 years earlier. Good Lord, wow. Okay, well, I think we can say this one's real. This one
part of it
is
not really, necessarily all of it, but yes, at least part of it is real.
Well, the Cropsey one is based upon. This, you know, the Cropsey thing is based upon the crimes that this guy committed, which this guy is very real.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he does not have a hook for a hand.
I can't find anything here that says he does or he didn't, so...
Use your imagination, everybody.
So
do you
we don't
think,
really know.
Let us know. Let us know in comments. Do you think that Andre Rand really has a hook for a hand?
Considering he's in prison, probably not. I'm guessing they don't let you have hooks for hands in prison. Or maybe they do. God. I've never been to prison, so I'm not really sure what the rules are.
What are your rules on hook hands, prison?
Yeah. If you're in prison right now and you're watching us, let us know what the rules are on having hook hands.
Yeah, if you're in prison with a hook hand, please let us know.
I think you just have to keep cork on the end of it.
Oh,
so you don't
that
poke
makes
anything
sense.
With it. So you don't,
yeah,
so you don't,
yeah.
Like,
and when they take
any...
the cork off it like you know, every time, that was probably really loud, I'm sorry about that, does that noise, so then they're like, ah, he's going to stab somebody, stop him.
Yeah.
That noise. Ew, my fingers, I put my finger in my mouth.
Okay,
yeah. I'm going to spin it up. You ready for the next one?
Yep, give me one.
You know what, I think that we should keep doing it like this. I like this. I will just read the Business Insider, and you do some, like, it gives you time to do research.
And just kind of look around. Yeah. Like I said, I already have a bunch of stuff written down, but God knows where the stuff went.
Your wife, you know.
It's been a month. It's lost to time.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what's occurred.
Who has any idea? It's in Jesus' hands now. Take the wheel. Yep. Spinning. Okay. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? We got Rhode Island, the state that everybody forgot. Let's see here. Rhode Island. What the hell? What the hell, Bobby? Rhode Island. Got it. Okay, so let's see. Control R H Rhode. The Devil's Footprints. Ooh. Are you ready for this? The Devil's Footprints is what we're looking at. From businessinsider.com/a whole bunch of stuff. There is Devil's Footprints in Rhode Island. So there is a rock. This is according to Business Insider, of course. Okay, there
I'm
is
on,
a.
I'm on coffeetimes.com. So
we're getting into the real deal now. there is a rock on.
Go ahead. I can't wait to read mine.
Oh, God. Coffee Times is killing it. There is a rock on Devil's Foot Road that appears to show a normal human footprint. And a cloven hoof. Bum, bum, bum. The story goes that a Native American woman murdered a white man and fled the scene of the crime. While running, she was stopped by another man. She cried out for the devil to save her when the man admitted that he himself was the devil and stomped his feet on the ground to prove that he had a cloven hoof, which... the rock still shows on it to this day. And there's a picture.
I don't see.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture too, and I don't understand what I'm supposed to be looking at here.
It looks like a dirty waterfall.
Yeah, that's all it really looks like. It looks like. It just looks like old asphalt.
The rock is somewhere in the North Kingston, Rhode Island forest. Ooh. That's scary. That's so scary.
Spooky, spooky. I'm reading this here. In another version of it, the devil and his dogs are enjoying themselves leaping from rock to rock before grabbing a bride and splashing into, I'm going to butcher this name, Narragansett Bay. The quickness of his jumps and the heat of his cloven hooves left marks in the granite. And that's where it came from. says time erased stories from people's memories and erased the rocky imprints from view until nearly 100 years later. In 1939, the land was given to Rhode Island Historical Society, and 2 years later, the marks were spotted when the land was cleared for construction of a railway line. And apparently, I guess you don't build railway lines over the devil's footprints. They didn't build it, apparently.
That's why wouldn't you just get rid of them? You know, like, oh, that looks like the devil's footprints. Let's keep them. We got to keep those.
What made me laugh was I opened this up, and the intro to this is, there's a road in Rhode Island called Devil's Foot Road. I often turn on to it because it leads to the alternate entrance of Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru window. But I always remember in the back of my head somewhere that there's stories about blah, blah, blah. It's just like, what an intro. Coffee.
It's the Coffee Times.
It is. I forgot it's the Coffee
Times. You can say anything you want on the Coffee Times as long as it includes coffee somehow.
You've got to have something coffee related, apparently, in there.
Shout out to Coffee Times.
Great job, Coffee Times. I see what you did there.
Yep.
This is sponsored Dunkin' Donuts content. I see what you're doing.
We're going to tell you a story about how somebody got lost in the woods, but on the way, they made sure to stop at a coffee store. All right, so now we can get into our story about that. So, like, get out of your Coffee Time.
Yeah, I turned on this road this one time because it's the back entrance to Dunkin'. Oh, yeah, let me tell you about this urban legend this reminds me of. Every time I turn down this road and... God dang it, Coffee Times.
I had a crazy idea. Okay, yeah. Here's hear me out.
What do you got?
On a day... That's like the hottest day in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
A cow steps on this granite,
mm-hmm.
creates a footprint, walks away.
Does granite, even when it's hot, I don't think it's malleable. Like when it's really hot, I don't think.
I don't know. Yeah, scientists, you know,
things can just form. Well, things can just form with like erosion and wind and stuff like that eventually, especially if there's water running over it. But according to Business Insider, I think the more likely thing is it was probably the devil. He stamped his foot because he was upset. You know what I mean? If I had to guess.
No, he wasn't upset. He was just trying to see, like, look, girl, I'm really the devil. Look at my feet. And he did a little dance. That's the sound of the devil dancing. That's what he does.
I didn't know. All I know is the devil's bad at winning fiddle contests.
100%. He's not good at it. Yeah,
he's terrible at fiddle contests.
Garbage fiddle player.
Garbage fiddle player. First of all, and then also later on that song, it should automatically be cheating if you're in a fiddle contest and your band of demons joins in.
I know, right? It's like, all right, just me, and then it's like a whole band is like, ah, oh, sucker.
Yeah, it just doesn't really seem fair. Doesn't really seem fair. All right, so that one's probably not real, right?
You know, I don't believe that one.
I can't imagine that one's real.
But
who
could be.
Who am I?
You guys, let us know with all these. What do you think? Do you think that any of these are real at all? But all right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah, you go. Spin it up.
Busting through now.
Yeah, this actually goes a little quicker when we're not going through a million lines of my handwritten notes. I'm not going over every little detail of these. So this actually goes a little faster.
See, there we go. I'm not being as thorough. That's good. All right, so we've got Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. It's hard to spell. Why are you giving me all the hard states to spell? Rhode and Island. New and York.
There's an H somewhere in there, right? Like, oh God.
We already had a talk earlier about my inability to spell states, according to my fifth grade teacher.
Tejas. Nope, it's Texas. Pennsylvania is the bus to nowhere. Ooh, scary.
Bus to nowhere.
Okay. Where? The caption below the picture says, "The story of this bus is quite sad."
Aw. That's not good.
It's a bus to nowhere. I think it'd be sad, you know? Okay. So in Philadelphia, there's...
Born and raised.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Don't slap us, Will. I'd rather get copyright stricken than get slapped by that dude. There's rumored to be a bus that doesn't have an end destination. The story says that the bus only picks up passengers that are at their lowest moments who need to get away from their problems. Once the passenger is ready to face the world, they can get off the bus. But the passenger has no idea how long they've been on the bus for. It could have been hours, days, or even years.
Bro, so you're telling me I can hop on a bus and no one's going to bother me ever again. I can just stay on this bus forever. And just, like, sleep?
Wait, time out. Can I get Wi-Fi and my TV and my Xbox?
Do I age on this bus? Or do I just get to hang out?
There's so many questions I have. I'm interested. I'd like to know more.
They call it the bus to nowhere. Some call it the wandering bus. And some that's actually, they call it zero. Because there's no bus route number or anything like that.
Oh. But, okay. If it's days, hours, days, or even years... Where are you pooping and peeing and eating?
I think it's like, I think you got like a Narnia closet situation going on here.
I never saw those movies.
Well, basically you hop in this little closet that they found and you could be in there for like an hour, but it's like a year and you pop back out and it's only been an hour has been gone.
Yeah. So, it's like the closer you are to a black hole.
The faster time goes. Yeah.
Yeah. Faster time goes. So it's like no time at all here. But then in reality, it's like, oh, God, 100 years have gone by. We both are huge fans of the movie Interstellar.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I like those types of movies that are, like, science-y-based, and, like, even if some of it, they're not 100% sure how it works, like, and they show some of this stuff, that's right up my alley. I really like those types of movies.
But, I mean, that movie, I feel like they did a really good job of explaining, actual science, too.
I remember the first time I saw it, I didn't really get it. I had to go back and watch it again, and then it started clicking. You start noticing other things, and it started clicking a little bit more. But on this bus, it says you don't want to suffer the type of despair the passengers do, but if you do, you can't actually wait for the bus to slow down. You must chase after it. And seeing your desperation to ride, the bus driver will slow down and allow you in your despair to enter. So if you...
I'm not chasing any bus. I'm just saying.
Dude, you sit somewhere and not be bothered for like a long time.
A couple of years. Like, oof. Jesus.
Man, I will... You know, I don't really like doing cardio, but I'll do some cardio for that.
I'll run. Like,
it's gonna be one of those urban legends that definitely isn't true, but I kind of wish it was true. Let's go. Just give me some peace and quiet. Why is my angry old man voice sounds like my mom?
That's a callback. I love it. Angry old man voice is his mom's voice.
Oh God.
Shout out to your mom.
shout out to mom. Let's see. You look out the window, no idea it's the final destination, and wrapped in your thoughts, desperate only to get far away anywhere from pain and despair. I don't really have any pain or despair, though. I just kind of just want to just chill, you know?
Yeah.
There's going to be people there with you who have the same desire. They sit in silence with their thoughts. I don't really want to sit in too much silence. You can't talk to anybody?
So wait. Do the people have to have the same desire as you? Because I desire a phenomenal pizza. You know, like, is it everyone on the bus is like, let's get that pizza.
I think everyone's just sad. But you can pull the cord when you're ready to get off. And you just get off. You leave your memories of the ride, which could have lasted a minute. Oh, you don't even get to remember it.
You don't wait. How do people know about it if you can't remember it?
Yeah, that's... Do phones work? Somebody might have texted somebody and said where they were from... The thing, yeah. How does that thing? Yeah, how the heck would you know if, like, you're wiped, your mind's all wiped clear of it when you get off?
I don't
thoughts
know.
Feelings, you're finally all wiped from your memory as you finally land yourself. It says that you finally find yourself where you're supposed to be. So it's gonna, if you hop on this bus and you're super sad and hopeless, and you sit there for a while and you get off, and it's where you're supposed to be. So like. If you're hanging out, this is only Philadelphia, so apparently no one's supposed to be in Philadelphia. It's just going to drop you off anywhere else. You know what I mean?
If I get on there and I'm like, oh, I'm in despair. I'm in the mood for some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life. I'm in despair about it. I get on this bus and I ride for a while and I pull the cord. Is it going to drop me off at like the nearest Casey's General Store to get myself a pizza?
I guess it could, or maybe it's more. I know, like, there's, or maybe it's more subtle. Like, it's going to drop you off where you're supposed to be, but you don't know that that's where you're supposed to be, which would just be confusing and cause more problems. Because if they just drop you off in a random city and they're supposed to be like, you're supposed to start a life here, you know how stressful and hard that is. Because you're going to find a job. You know, your phone will probably work. Your family's probably calling you. I'd be like, where the hell are you? Like, I'm in Manitoba. You guys got to move here right now.
I'm in Manitoba in front of a Kinko's. You know, like, I don't know what is happening. I was in Philadelphia,
and then
this is where I need to be.
You can't even explain it because your memory is wiped because you don't know what happened. You don't even know how you got there.
Huh. Yep, you full liber. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. I was in Philadelphia, now in Manitoba in front of a Kinko's. Apparently, I'm supposed to do something with copying stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say plausibility.
Are Kinko's still a thing? Is that still a thing? Do people still make like tons and tons of copies? Because I just email everything.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do everything.
You think
like
the Kinko's is like? Hang on, let me Google it.
Like most meetings and stuff that I do, it's all
Kinko's.
On computer stuff. Like, we don't really hand out things to each other. Like 99% of the time.
Is Kinko's and FedEx the same? FedEx announced that they were rebranding FedEx Kinko's as FedEx Office. So Kinko's was bought out by FedEx, and then they just changed the name to FedEx Office.
Okay,
so
that makes sense.
FedEx Office, there are three of them in Dover, Delaware.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that.
Well, I bet you that's like a... I bet you they use those as like FedEx like package drop-off places too, though. Like, there's
it's
UPS
multi-purpose
stores
instead of
where you like
only,
ship things. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go there and get a notary. You can get, like, you know, ship some stuff. You can receive some stuff. Like, a whole bunch of random bully.
Make copies, baloney. I guess. Whatever. But I guess they're just there for whatever you need to do. I guess that's fine. So,
and that's it. They're there to do whatever you need to do. That's why you're at the Kinko's, because they can do so many things.
Oh my God. Solved. This one's definitely
the bus
true.
To nowhere. This one's obviously true. Definitely true.
Check this off. Oh my God. I don't have any pen or paper for notes like I normally would, so I can't like check this one off. But
I just made a check mark in the sky just now. So
Good enough.
Yep. Cool. So FedEx Kinko's will always be the answer.
Thank you to the problems.
Bus of nowhere. Yep, because they can do anything. All right. That one's definitely real. We're going to spin the wheel. What do we got?
Ready to type.
Connecticut. Connecticut.
Oh, I hate you with these words.
Wait. Connect, I cut. Connect, I cut.
Ooh. Which one am I looking up? What's Business Insider say I'm looking for?
Business Insider. I need to do this. Connect, I cut. Hannah Crana. What? That's her name.
Hannah Crana?
Yep. Hannah Crana. H-A-N-N-A-H. C-R-A-N-N-A. Hannah Crana.
No one likes
and then the
rhymer.
Caption. I'm a rhymer. I was in a rap group.
I apologize.
Her. Nobody likes me. It's fine. Everybody's here for you anyways. Her real grave in Trumbull, Connecticut. There's Hannah a picture Crana. Of it. Hannah Crana. Known as the quote-unquote Wicked Witch of Monroe, Hannah Crana gained a reputation as a witch in the 19th century when her husband died by mysteriously falling off of a cliff. My God. Who falls off of a cliff? I tell people, like, go fall off a cliff because it's like, that's not a real thing. You know, but Hannah Crana's husband mysteriously fell off when he died. Oh, God. And locals reportedly believe that she had bewitched him. People also believe that she would cast spells on people that she didn't like. Mm-hmm. Hannah lived till the age of 77, but right before she died, she asked to be carried down to the cemetery in her coffin by foot, not wagon.
Yeah, okay. Because and this when she's over here, I'm reading this stuff, she's cursing people for not letting them eat their homemade pies.
And I curse at people all the time, too.
And the poor, it says, when one local farmer wife allegedly tried to deny her a fresh-baked pie, Hannah cursed her, so the story goes, and the poor woman was never able to bake again. See, this is a very petty witch. Like, it's usually like things like, oh, you killed my family, or I'm getting revenge. You're going to share your pie? That's it.
You're done, then.
You're done. It's over.
You're out.
Let's see, another one tells the story of after catching a man fishing for trout in a brook on her property without her permission, she laid a curse on him, and he never caught another fish ever again. These are very specific. She's really getting you where it hurts, apparently.
She is a petty witch. After her death, the people of Monroe tried to wheel her coffin down the hill, but were unable. The coffin kept falling off. Jesus! So they were forced to carry her coffin.
And that's because she wanted to be carried, right?
Yeah, because she wanted to be carried.
She just left her there. That's like the third time the wheel falls off. It's like,
we're done with you, Hannah Crana.
Just dig the hole here.
Her grave is literally like right next to a road, too. Do you see that picture?
What?
Her grave? Like, her gravestone is literally like right next to a road, too.
Yeah, because they're heavy. You're going to carry it all out while we're carrying
She was supposed to be buried, like, so far to the left of this picture, but they were like, you know what, we've already carried her all the way down this hill because she won't go in a damn wagon.
Yeah.
Put her right here. Right. When the townspeople returned to her home, it was found to be engulfed in flames, sealing Hannah's reputation of witchcraft.
Let's see. It says here, from time to time, the ghost of a mysterious woman will suddenly appear in the middle of Spring Hill Road, which is the road she's buried next to.
I see a picture.
Causing drivers to swerve, lose control, and crash. Hold on.
Timeout. That's not real.
Hold on. No, it's the wording on this is weird. That, okay, like with any good legend, there are stories that still revolve around her today. The most popular which is that from time to time, the ghost of a mysterious woman will suddenly appear in the middle of Spring Hill Road, causing an unfortunate driver to swerve, lose control of his car, and eventually his life as he crashes into the gravestone of Hannah Crana. Like, are they saying about something that happened before, or this just happens all the time?
How do you lose your life by crashing into a gravestone? I would think that your car would be messed up.
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? It would break. You can break gravestones, especially if they're old. And this one looks like it's very old, you know, like in the picture. So it's like, how did you? Okay. All right. Yep. So, Hannah Crana, do you think you find anything else on her?
They buried her and went back and her house was on fire.
So, yeah. Yep. Yep.
So beyond that, so what we have here is we have a witch who just seemed very, who seems very just grumpy in general. Like she just seems like, you know, hey, I want your pie. Hey, get out of my yard, you know, and type of person.
Yeah. Just a crotchety old lady, you know, and the people were like, oh, God, she's a witch. Like,
why the hell would you give anything to her? Like, you want to say, give me some of your pie. It's like, you're awful. Like, why?
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody's being a terrible person, they're just a angry old person, you know, just like let them be that.
Yeah, just be
they're not a witch.
Just be upset over there, not here, you know.
And you know why her house is on fire? She left the oven on because she was a terrible person.
She was, and she couldn't bake. That's why she was asking everybody else for pie. She should have given that lady. She should have cursed that lady and made her like. So it's like you have to like make her a pie a week or something. Like she just did that. Oh, she's like, no. Now you don't. Now nobody gets any.
God, that's great. How do I get into witchcraft?
God, what a
be like
B word.
Yeah, magic.
Darn it.
Magic witchcraft. You're gonna bake me a pie every week, and it's like, yes, I want to do witchcraft. Then you know that's the only reason, just because of pies.
I'm not baking anything.
I baked cookies when I was down there. Well, rephrase that.
I baked
cookies. Your kid, one of your kids, and
you supervised. Yep. As they attempted your recipe. Which I don't think they turned out. I think you said they got something wrong, or they used too much of something, or not enough of something.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was a little thin. But we baked cookies, and your wife made a very, very, very delicious cheesecake. What was it? Cookie dough cheesecake.
Yeah,
I challenged her. She did great.
I don't like cheesecake, so I didn't eat any of it. I don't eat a lot of sweets. Anyways.
Oh God. All I do. That's all I know.
So.
So you ready for the next one?
Yeah. Give me just okay, yeah, go ahead. I can spell whatever. So I'll figure it out. All
spin right,
what do you got?
It's spinning.
I'm gonna do that every single time.
Michigan.
That's I can spell that.
Yeah. Of course you can spell Michigan. Copy, paste, delete, Michigan, you're out of here.
All right, what do you got?
We go up here to Michigan, and it says the little girl on Knock Knock Road. Isn't this the one thing that your brother was talking about? Every state is going to be like, oh, God, park your car here, and a girl's going to knock on your window or something.
No, like that. How many deserve letters are just going to be little kids putting their hands over your car?
Yep. The road's real name is Strasburg Road, located in Gross Lie.
Says here, imagine driving down a road late at night. Oh my God. Okay, 99.1 WFMK. I don't need the pop-up. Imagine driving down the road late after midnight. You come to a stop sign or stop light, and there's no one else in sight except for a slovenly little girl, whatever. I don't even know what that means.
A Slovenlian?
S-L-O-V-E-N-L-Y. Slovenly? Slovenly. Little girl who sits aside the road staring at
Slovenly.
You in the deep dark yard.
Slovenly.
She bandaged. You're annoyed at that. She's basically, you're going to see a little scary looking kid on the side of the road. You're going to look away and you're going to come over. She's going to be smacking the side of your car.
It's supposedly from business inside of the one that we're we've been going off of. It's mm-hmm. the legend of Knock Knock Road says that there was a little girl who was murdered on Knock Knock Road in the Detroit area, and now she appears two drivers at their car windows knocking and trying to find the person who killed her. Is it awesome. Convenient that she it's in gross lie? Because that is a gross lie.
Yeah. Now radio stock drives on the road to this day. It says people are familiar with the story. Drive down Strasburg Road at all hours of the night, hoping that the little girl will come rapping on their car window. What?
Do we know the name of this girl? It's just a girl?
Just a girl.
A girl was murdered. Like, the poor girl has a name.
Apparently not.
It's a slovenly name. Slovenly?
Slovenly. Well, Strasburg Road runs between 8 Mile Road and East Nichols Road. So, do you have Eminem's phone number? Could we just call him and just ask?
Yeah, hang on. Hey, M, have you heard of the Knock Knock Road girl? Yeah, man. Okay, all right.
Let's see.
Actually, I do have my wife's best friend is from Detroit, so I'm going to text her right now and see if she responds back. So you say something real quick, and I will see anything back live.
Well, I'm just looking through here, and now it's just showing me abandoned houses, which this just looks like probably any neighborhood in Detroit. Everyone needs to cut their grass.
He's a stickler on the grass cutting, everybody. Be careful about not having cut grass around Sleepy.
I'm a stickler about my son cutting. I don't cut my own grass. That's what teenagers are for. I don't have to do that anymore.
Okay, so live on this recording just now, my wife's friend, I call her Jean. We'll just say Jean. Jean, I said, have you heard of Knock Knock Road? And she said, nope, what's that? So, I guess...
So apparently it's not that well known, apparently, obviously. Thanks a lot, Business Insider, for steering us the wrong direction.
You did it dirty again.
Well, my brother's correct. So we have run into one... Is this the fifth one we've done today? So we've run out of... So far 10% are little kids smacking the crap out of the side of your car.
Yep. So. It's going to happen again, I guarantee it. So... Oh my God!
I mean, it could be real because think about it, if you know this legend, and you're a jackass little kid, they're like, "I'm just gonna go stand over here in this abandoned neighborhood, and
God,
my parents don't care about me apparently, so I'm just gonna go scare the crap out of people driving through here."
I guess
maybe that's that little girl was doing, and she was gonna be like, "I'm gonna go do this," and then she got because she was playing in the road. Maybe didn't stop at the stop sign. Maybe that could be it. I don't know.
You know, if I lived in a place that had that, I would as a group of kids, I would literally get together and be like, "We need to do this. Like, we need to go. All of us will hide in the bushes. We'll record it. You go knock on somebody who's parked in their car. Like,
God,
a girl.
That sounds like a real easy way to get shot. Like, don't do that. Don't let your kids do that. It's like a real easy way to end up on the news. I'm real big. I always make jokes about that at home about certain things. Like, I'm real big about not ending up on the news for any reason, you know?
Oh, God.
I don't want to get into massive arguments with my HOA. I don't want to, you know, almost...
I just want to live my life.
Yeah, I just want to just hang out, you know?
No problems. Let me just get on the bus. Let me just get on this bus. Let's just have no problems.
Oh, my God.
It's the bus. We're always going to love that bus.
The dream.
We're going to spin it up. You ready?
Yeah, let's do another one.
What do we got? Spin it.
What is it?
Oh, okay. Well, apparently I forgot to delete Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we recently did that one, I'm pretty sure.
Today. I have to save the settings. Okay, sorry. I deleted it. Okay, ignore that Pennsylvania. It's about the bus! The bus! That's what the Pennsylvania one was. Yeah,
that's Pennsylvania. It's the bus. That's what we just did.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we were just talking about how amazing the bus is. And
the
bus
right
comes
back
around.
Oh,
this
God.
Is where we need to be. It's meant to happen.
I really don't want to be in Philadelphia, to be honest.
California. I'm not far from there. Oh, my. Oh, what the hell? Okay, California is the Char Man. Char-Man. The Charman calls Oahe, California, his home. I don't know what that is. So the Charman's original story is gruesome. A father and son were both caught in a house fire and horribly burnt in 1948. After the fire, the son became so mentally unstable that he flayed and hung his father. When the police found the son, he was so unrecognizably burnt, they didn't realize he was alive. So he ran away before they were able to arrest him for the murder of his father. Ever since then, the Charman is still spotted wandering the woods outside. It's O-J-A-I. Ohio. Occasionally approaching tents of innocent campers or pretending to be a hitchhiker and then attempting to attack them. Okay. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it says here, I mean, it says here he's known to haunt Signal Street and Shelf Road. But as those areas became more populated, the legend migrated to the lesser inhabited area on Creek Road. Part of the story involves when you go to this place on the bridge, you stop your car, get out, and yell, help me, to which an incensed Charman will come rampaging out of the forest and attack you. So,
All right.
It says there are three different yet similar origins. First and second both occur in the fire of 1948, like you had mentioned. Father and son caught in a fire, both are horribly burned by recognition. The father passing away before he could help arrive. Son went crazy because of his injuries. Eventually escapes into the wood and becomes a Charman. The second version of the story is a husband and wife are caught in the fire. The husband, horribly burned and injured, hears his wife trapped by the blaze, yelling, help me, over and over again. He went in to go try to help her. He couldn't. He was horribly burned, which is why what I just mentioned, you know, screaming, help me, he'll come running out of the woods and attack you, which doesn't make sense if he was trying to save somebody who was screaming that. But.
Well, maybe it's because they're yelling, help me, and he heard his wife say that. So he's like, I'm going to go help my wife. You're not my wife. I'm going to beat you up because you made me think my wife was still alive.
Yeah, and the last theory of the story is there was an automobile wreck, a guy crashed, he was horribly burned, and instead of getting help, apparently when you just run, he ran off into the woods, and he's the Charman now.
I'm horribly burnt, there's the forest, go! Like, what? The last one is my favorite. That's my favorite one.
No, it says here, like, there is some, there's a bit of an origin story to this in the area. In the 60s, there was a very elderly man who had a very bad case of skin cancer. His face and his arms were badly disfigured. So he went and took his dog and stuff on a lot of walks at nights, and he would walk around at night because he didn't, you know, hang out outside during the day because he had very bad skin cancer, apparently. And they say that's kind of one supposed theory of where this came from. But, I mean, you know, I don't know, you know.
I mean, that it makes logical sense, you know.
That would make sense, you know. There's hot sauce named after him. Charman's Revenge Habanero Pepper Sauce is made by Highway 33 Foods. And it comes with the tagline, just beware the 5 fire-roasted habanero peppers in every bottle of Charman's Revenge may become a reality. That's a lame tagline. That's way too long for a tagline.
Yeah, it's way too long. But, hey, let us know. We'll help you out with your tagline, and you can pay us money, and you can sponsor. So let us know. We can help you out. What's up? The tagline is ridiculous.
Did you hear how long that was?
Yeah.
It says, instead of just saying, just beware, Charman's Revenge may become reality. That's a good tagline. You don't have to put in there about the 5 fire-roasted habanero peppers in every bottle.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares. It's going to be on the bottle, I'm sure.
Just say something easy, like, so hot. So hot Charman is scared of it.
Yeah.
What?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. So hot Charman fears it.
So is Charman an elderly cancer case, an elaborate hoax? Is a monster of a is he a ghost victim of a car wreck? Whatever he is, the legend is that he's hanging out on the sides of the roads yelling at people. You know,
he's
chasing
the worst.
People out of the woods.
He's just annoying.
He sounds very easy to avoid, though. You got to get out. You got to say 3 very specific things in a row for him to hop out and come after you. So
just if you're in California, don't do that.
Yeah, if you're in California around Signal Street or Creek Road, wherever it is, wherever this place is, just don't go out there and just...
Ojai.
Yeah. Ojai. Just don't go there and ask for help, apparently.
Yeah. Don't ask for help. That's easy enough, right?
Yeah.
You want to do one more and then we'll go?
Sure.
All right, one more. One more for the road. Here we go, spin it. Let's begin. Illinois. Midwest represent. Illinois. All right. So this, copy paste, cool. Illinois. Homie the Clown.
Isn't that a thing from like In Living Color?
Yes, it is, actually. Homie, don't play that. In Living Color was a great show. Early 90s comedy. The caption on the really weird and creepy looking picture, says clowns are undoubtedly creepy. Okay, yeah. I don't really fear clowns, but they are creepy. All throughout the suburbs of Chicago in the 90s, there was a consistent rumor going around elementary schools. There was a creepy man dressed as Homie the Clown. Yes, from In Living Color. What? See? There we go.
What? Really? He just dressed like the guy from... That's where he based it on, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Driving around in a white van trying to lure kids into it with candy and money.
Oh, goodness. That's...
I've got candy and money. Like, ooh, is this it free?
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a urban legend. This is like 1991 is when this happened?
90s, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the early 90s.
In some variations, he was a kidnapper. In others, he was a rapist. Ew. But in all variations, Homie left a mark on young Chicago kids in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a dude around Halloween driving around trying to lure children into vans, that'll typically raise the alert level, you know.
That is for sure going to leave a mark on you as a child, you know.
So it sounds here, I'm reading through here, did they ever catch him? That's probably why they named him Homie the Clown. It's just they looked like a dude dressed like a clown.
Yeah, yeah. Based off of In Living Color. Homie the Clown. God. And Chicago's always been like a...
It says here, in October of 1991, the police were treating Homie the Clown as an urban legend. 2 days later, the Tribune article headlined, "Police taking clown sighting seriously." So apparently they were just like, this is probably fine. And then something happened. They're like, oh, shit. Like, we probably need to get on this and figure out what's going on.
They were like, we have footage of a clown dressed up taking a kid away. Like, you know what? I might want to believe this one now.
This article I'm reading, it says here, when I asked Patrick Camden, deputy director of news affairs for the Chicago Police Department about Homie, he said, "You're going to run this thing into the ground? It was an urban legend." He said, "There are no records of Homie the Clown." And then this person goes, "Well, records are destroyed after 7 years max." He says, "No, there's nobody around who remembers Homie the Clown." They don't typically destroy evidence after seven years.
What? That sounds illegal or wrong, you know, like...
Yeah, that's... I don't think that's... Because, I mean, they pull evidence out of stuff now and use DNA technology to solve crimes back in, like, the 70s. So that's not
exactly
true.
Like, what? Like...
And now this is going through here, just talking about the fear of clowns. I think the biggest problem here is they just had a creep running around trying to lure children into a van. And he thought, kids love clowns. Yeah. I'll dress like a clown. It doesn't say if he kidnapped any children or anything. I don't think he did. Hold on. Persecution.
Okay. I will hold on.
The Homie scare and the post-Homie persecution did bring some good news. He is... Now he stands up for clowns. There's a lot here I didn't read. The land bridge to what I just read. So I'm not even going to go back and read it. I skipped really far down.
The name for the fear, extreme or irrational fear of clowns, is called coulrophobia.
Coulrophobia?
Coulrophobia. So apparently this dude in the 90s created a coulrophobia scare.
Hmm.
And I don't know what just happened. My brother just texted me. So yeah, apparently they wait. So they, I'm very confused. Like they said, it's not real. And then they were like, oh God, it is real. And then yeah. Now the dude's like, nothing happened. Duh.
I guess from what I'm reading, what website is this? Chicago Reader.
Oh, that's a real website. Yeah. That's like an actual newspaper. Uh-oh.
This says Chicago's alternate nonprofit root newsroom. I don't like hearing the words alternate in my news. So let's go back.
Just so you guys know, we are not an alternate podcast.
No.
Sleepy Eating will not allow that.
I Googled this. I've got lots and lots of listings for clowns in the Illinois area. You got Strawberry the Clown, Pockets the Clown. Ooh. I like Pockets the Clown. That's a fun name.
We're not having a birthday party. Like
I'm just reading through like the Google search here. It says, looking for people who remember the clown in van scare, a.k.a. Homie the Clown. It's just like, dudes run around dressed as clowns in vans trying to see your kids. It's always scary.
It's like what year was that? The 2016 where it was like a whole bunch of clowns for no reason just popped up? People were wearing them.
Yeah, just like walking around and stuff like that. I'm surprised more people didn't get shot.
I 100% with that, yeah.
Because of that, you know? It's crazy. Kids are walking creepily down around neighborhoods and then people are like, hey, what are you doing? And just not answer or just act even scarier or aggressive.
Well,
I think that this one's probably true or it could be true or...
Yeah, I think it's still
occurring,
could be.
Still occurring today.
It is?
It could be. Who knows? They never caught him.
I thought you were like, you found something. Like, it's still occurring today.
I didn't find anything, but I'm speculating. I'm speculating.
There you go.
About
there
what's
you
occurring.
Go. Oh, and we got a comment on our YouTube that I forgot to mention earlier that talked about how hopefully we guys get better because your podcast is, there's not a lot of like information and blah, 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 blah. And listen,
you're not supposed to be. You're missing the point of what we're doing.
Exactly. You're missing the point. We are literally just two dudes hanging out talking about conspiracy theories.
I'm not trying to prove them. I'm not trying to disprove them. I'm not trying to sway
you.
We're
not scientists. We're just doctors. We're not journalists. We're none of that.
Well, anybody can be a scientist.
No, you can't. Can you?
I mean, I've made a vinegar and baking soda volcano before.
You know? I know, like. When I was in Kyrgyzstan, we helped to clean the drains of Greece by using baking soda and the other thing, whatever it is.
You're a scientist. Congratulations. Great job. Pretty sure that's how that works.
Okay,
I'll ask my
buddy. Sure that...
We'll ask Alex next time.
Yeah. I'm sure that Alex will be like, yeah, that's how it works.
Because he's a scientist. He'll say something sassy. He actually went to college to be like a chemist, so... He is actually a scientist.
That's a specific type of scientist. We're just all scientists, you know? Like,
yeah. Yeah, we're
the
scientists.
Scientific theory.
Yeah, we're scientists.
Okay, so we are not journalists. We are not doctors, but we are scientists.
We are scientists.
Oh, I love that. So, Homie the Clown, potentially real. Got it.
Could be real. So what an interesting day of these, because the first one we did 100% real because the guy it's based on is in jail.
And yeah,
he's not
yeah.
eligible for parole for another 15 years because he kidnapped all these people.
And then
so that one's
we
real.
got the bus. So yeah, real quick, the first one was Cropsey, bad. Rhode Island, that was real. The Rhode Island thing is there's literally a lady's grave next to a road. And she was a witch potentially. We don't know. Pennsylvania was the bus. Oh, the bus.
The
Missy bus. Oh, it sounds so glorious.
Think of the peace and quiet on that bus.
Yeah. Just, oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. I bet it's so clean all the time. You have to pick up after kids.
Bus. Connecticut, I don't remember. If you remember,
actually,
cool, I don't.
Rhode Island was the devil's footprints. Connecticut was the... crazy petty witch lady.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. Yep. I don't have a memory. It's gone. Michigan was the girl, Knock Knock Road. There we go.
Yeah. The
California was
cards.
Charman. and Illinois was Homie the Clown. So Homie look at clown. That. We went through seven today.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty little run through. Like I said, so this goes a 12. Lot. This goes a lot quicker if I don't do like 4 hours of research and then sit here and just go over, you know, section by section and go over like 30 points for each one.
And next time we do this, we're seriously like we want to do it once a week, but real life Hopefully. Happens and that doesn't necessarily happen. So we're gonna do what we can to try to get these out once a week. If that is true, our catch-up will not be anywhere near as long as what it was today.
Mm-hmm.
I say that we get on tangents sometimes and just chat because we're scientists and we're homies in real life also. So there's that. let's see. Once again, for everybody who doesn't know, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com is our email address. Please, somebody email us for once. Anybody, please.
Anything.
Not family members. You know, just.
I mean, we're getting comments on you know, YouTube, TikTok, all these other things, but we just don't have. We just haven't gotten an old fashioned email yet, and
we have. He's old. You're an old soul.
So you're an old soul. The YouTubes and the Instagrams are all great, but just send me an old fashioned email, and I will.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I will reply with sauce. Ew, what?
What?
Charmander's hot
sauce. Your email will find me well if you send me one. Just let you know.
That's way better. That's way better than Charmander's hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't want any of that.
No, not at all. We do have a new video of this. It's on YouTube. So go check that out. WT Conspiracy on YouTube as well. And I think that is all for today. Am I correct?
That's it. I got anything else.
Cool.
I'm just glad we got through seven. That's pretty good.
I know. Yeah, that's not bad at all. We're going to try for eight next time. So, you ready? Outro tagline.
If we didn't
do a good job this time.
Maybe we will next time.
Kill that.
Is that it?
Thanks again for watching, everybody.
I think it's like two or three in a row. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. Bye.